Americans keep spending more. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A trip to the grocery store is more expensive. So is a stop at the gas station.
Inflation is getting worse, not better. The average cost of goods up 8.6% over a year ago. AAA said the nationwide average for the price of regular unleaded gasoline crossed the $5 threshold for the first time in American history. In California, the average cost of gas is nearly $6.50.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. So who's to blame? President Biden says his Russian counterpart largely, but he also focused on something else during a visit to the port of Los Angeles.
He also took aim at shipping conglomerates in his speech. This has been a recent theme for the administration in the past few days. Biden accusing the nine companies that control that Asia to West Coast route of price gouging, in some cases even 1,000%.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady, Republicans argue responsibility lies with the Biden administration. Across the country, many Americans are demanding tougher gun laws and they're taking part in rallies. Zoe Weissman survived a mass shooting in 2018 at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
4 years later, we still have to march. We still have to fight for the basic right to safety, the right to go to school or synagogue or grocery shopping or work or a concert or home without being shot. Today, survivors and activists stand before you as we demand change.
In Uvalde, Texas, another victim of last month's shooting rampage at an elementary school is being laid to rest. Protesters also dissenting on quiet neighborhoods in Maryland and Virginia where conservative Supreme Court justices live. They fear abortion rights could be overturned by the high court in the coming days. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Three people were hurt after bullets were sprayed inside a restaurant in Georgia last night. Police in DeKalb County have no suspects. It doesn't matter what time of day it is, people keep getting attacked on the streets of New York.
From shoving strangers to sucker punch attacks and targeting the innocent on the streets of New York. Cell phone and surveillance cameras are catching it on video with the hopes of tracking down the mayhem makers. The NYPD working to put a stop to a brazen pattern of armed robbers who literally come rolling up on their victims and jump out of their car to mug them. This gang has struck at least 26 times across the Bronx and Manhattan.
Fox's Laura Engel. Law enforcement is warning there's something else to worry about.
It's called jugging. That's when a robber follows a victim from a bank, ATM, or other financial institution to another location out of view of security cameras where the cash is stolen. Victims are often visibly carrying cash bags. Police in Austin, Texas are reporting an uptick in cases, over 60 in the past year. It's also happening in Nashville. So how do you avoid getting jugged? Police are advising bank customers to take note of anyone hanging around in the lobby or parking lot that doesn't appear immediately occupied, and be aware of any vehicles that may follow you out of the parking lot. If you think you are being followed, dial 911. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The soft-on-crime approach is no longer working for voters in even the most liberal cities. San Francisco's DA got the boot this week in a recall election, and the district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, could be next.
I've been up and down the county helping to collect signatures for this recall, and I can tell you this, the majority of Angelenos have had enough.
John Hatami is the deputy district attorney in Los Angeles. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.